Welcome to Q-Tips for Your Ears podcast series. During each session, we will highlight a new topic to improve healthcare quality and patient outcomes. My name is Tammy Wagner, and today we will be speaking with my colleague, Dee Kayser. We are both registered nurses and quality improvement advisors with Great Plains Quality Innovation Network, the quality improvement organization for North and South Dakota. We appreciate you tuning in today. Our subject today is chronic kidney disease, or CKD. Could you have it and not know it? Hi, Dee.
Hi, Tammy, and hello to our listeners.
Would you please explain the condition of chronic kidney disease?
Sure, of course. When people develop chronic kidney disease, which is just shortened down to CKD, their kidneys become damaged and over time may not clean the blood as well as healthy kidneys. If kidneys don't work well, toxic waste and extra fluid accumulate in the body and may lead to high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, and early death. However, people with CKD and people at risk for CKD can take steps to protect their kidneys with the help of their healthcare providers.
Oh, okay. How common is CKD or chronic kidney disease among U.S. Adults?
Well, more than 1 in 7, that's 15% of U.S. adults, or 37 million people, are estimated to have CKD or chronic kidney disease.
Wow.
As many as 9 in 10 adults with CKD do not know they have it. About 2 in 5 adults with severe CKD do not know they have it.
And that is concerning.
That is very concerning. So CKD is more common in people aged 65 years or older, 38% more than in people aged 45 to 64 years. They have about 12%, or 18 to 44 years, who have about 6%. It's slightly more common in women at 14% than men, 12%. And it's more common in non-Hispanic Black adults, 16% of them have it, than in non-Hispanic white adults at 13%, or non-Hispanic Asian adults who sit at 13%. And about 14% of Hispanic adults have chronic kidney disease or CKD.
Okay, those are startling statistics. What are the chronic kidney disease risk factors?
Well, two of the biggies are diabetes and high blood pressure. They're the most common causes of CKD in adults. Other risk factors include heart disease, obesity, a family history of CKD, inherited kidney disorders, or past damage to the kidneys, and older age.
And I know in our diabetes podcast, we talked about the diabetes, the thick, sludgy blood, which causes the high blood pressure, and it's very difficult to get through those little tiny capillaries to the kidneys. So that causes that chronic kidney disease. How does a person know if they have chronic kidney disease?
Yeah, the only way to find out is through simple blood and urine tests. The blood test checks for the level of creatinine, and that is a waste product produced by our muscles, to see how well the kidneys work. The urine test checks for protein, which may indicate kidney damage. Mm-hmm. People who have diabetes, high blood pressure, or other risk factors for chronic kidney disease should be checked regularly. People with chronic kidney disease may not feel ill or notice any symptoms until CKD is advanced.
That's scary.
Yeah. Need to find it early so it can be treated early.
So what are some chronic kidney disease related health problems?
There are many, but here's a few. Heart disease and stroke. Having CKD increases the chances of having heart disease and a stroke. Managing high blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol levels all are factors that increase the risk for heart disease and stroke. It's very important for people with CKD to be managing all of those conditions. Approximately one of three adults with diabetes and one of five adults with high blood pressure may have chronic kidney disease.
Wow.
Another is early death. Adults with CKD are at a higher risk of dying earlier than adults of similar age without CKD.
We need our kidneys.
Yes, because kidney failure is what happens when kidney damage is severe and kidney function is very low. Dialysis or a kidney transplant is then needed for survival. Kidney failure treated with dialysis or a kidney transplant is called end-stage renal disease or ESRD. So chronic kidney disease or CKD is more likely to lead to kidney failure, especially in older adults. If the kidneys are damaged from hypertension, diabetes, repeated kidney infections, or drugs or toxins that are harmful to the kidneys. So there are medications that are taken for diabetes and high blood pressure that can help prevent damage to the kidneys. So a lot of medical providers will put people on maybe a high blood pressure medication when somebody has diabetes, even though they don't have high blood pressure, that medication helps protect the kidneys so that their high blood sugars don't do damage.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So not everyone with chronic kidney disease develops kidney failure. If CKD is detected early, treatment may slow the decline in your kidney function and delay kidney failure. So in some cases, kidney failure develops even without or even with treatment.
Okay.
So you can do the best you can and do all of the preventative measures, and sometimes kidney failure still develops.
Still. What can people with chronic kidney disease do to lower their risk for kidney failure?
Yeah. Well, the big one is managing chronic conditions like diabetes and high blood pressure. And then if they are diagnosed with CKD, managing that. And here's a few tips on how to manage CKD. So lifestyle change, especially healthy eating and physical activity to prevent more kidney damage if they do have CKD. Meet with a dietitian to create a kidney healthy eating plan that is low in salt and fat and has the right amount and source of protein. So as chronic kidney disease gets worse, the plan may also include limiting phosphorus and potassium.
Oh, wow.
So you want to use your medicines as directed to slow the decline in kidney function. Stop smoking or using smokeless tobacco products. These are huge in hurting your kidneys. Mm. Review with healthcare providers all prescription and over-the-counter meds to make sure they are safe for your kidneys. And always talk to a doctor before taking any supplements. And that's a big thing to remember, because a lot of times when people put their medications down or write them down before they see a provider or are asked about it, they feel like the only things they need to tell them are the ones that are prescribed.
Prescribed. I've seen that so many times. They don't say the over-the-counter medicines, the vitamins, the all of the supplements that they buy that they don't need a prescription for. They need to know, because there's interactions.
Yes, there definitely are. So make sure anything that you're taking on a consistent daily basis or even as needed, make sure, especially ibuprofens and Tylenols and the amount that you're taking, because those can all have implications for your kidneys. You want to check with your doctor about any other behaviors or substances that can harm the kidneys, or about special precautions to take when doing medical tests or procedures. And that would be something where a contrast or a dye is given. So it could be a CT scan where there's an IV or a cannula in a vein, dye is given. It's called contrast. That dye or that contrast is excreted by your kidneys. And if your kidneys are having trouble working, then you will have trouble excreting that dye.
So very important.
Very important.
To tell any provider that you're seeing with all the specialty doctors out there now that you have, you know, chronic kidney disease.
Right. And a lot of times they will actually do a blood test before they'll let you have the contrast to make sure your kidneys are filtering well enough.
Good, because we heard about how many people don't know that they have chronic kidney disease.
Exactly.
That's kind of a silent killer.
And I guess last is be your own advocate and ask to see your blood and urine test results after you get them. Unfortunately, things do fall through the cracks. You hope that everything's always going to go smoothly, but you need to know your own test results. You need to have your provider explain to you what they mean. And you definitely want to be checked on a yearly basis with that blood and urine test to see if you have chronic kidney disease, especially if you're in one of the high-risk groups.
Sure.
Again, it's important to know your numbers. So if you have it, it can be treated early. That's the main message, is make sure to get some screening tests done, some preventative medicine, those annual exams to stay on top of it.
All right. Well, thank you, Dee.
My pleasure. And I just want to mention that the guidance I shared is from the CDC website at cdc.gov/kidney disease. And people can find this resource and more on our Great Plains, QIN.org website under Initiatives, Chronic Disease Management, Chronic Kidney Disease.
Well, we hope you enjoyed today's Q-Tips for Your Ears session. We look forward to connecting with you next time. Have a great day.